I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back, Men in Woods, 97.3 The Fan. I thrashed my voice doing my best Mike impersonation.
Wasn't bad.
He was great. It was great. I really hope we get in touch with him someday. Love to see him again. I'd love to have the Men in Woods open. You would pay, like, because we want to have, you know, you can bid to play with certain people. I want him to be one of the guys that you get to bid to play with because it was unbelievable. I mean, Ben wouldn't have been able to handle it. I got a little anxious.
I would have gone home after, I don't know, the fourth hole.
You ever play with a guy like that other than me? Ben Higgins is here. Good morning, Ben.
The man.
It's Ben.
Every golfer's played with someone like that.
Yeah.
There's no way to avoid it. Some people just can't handle the frustration of golf.
Well, I can every now and then, if I do something really stupid, like just stupid, I'm like, gah! And I might give a punch to the top of the cart, just like a quick, like, damn it, you know, but
this was a two-person cart. He was riding by himself.
Yeah.
And he was just slamming into the back of what would have been the passenger side.
And we would be driving, and you would just hear as you're driving away, and you're like, oh, and then you'd get up there. At one point, he was about to hit a shot, and I was behind him. Maybe I was kind of catty corner. And I've got my wedge, and I'm kind of going through my little routine. He goes, I can see you. I can see you moving. And I go, okay. And I just stood there, and I didn't want to get in his way. But, you know, at the end of the day, like I said, I loved it. It was awesome. Guy's a competitor. He wants to win. And just like me, I want to win. You know what he reminded me of, though? He reminded me of the late, great Sam Kinison. I had Paulie pull this. You may not have ever heard this. This was a little delicate for your ears when we were kids. Not so much me. Paulie had never heard this. He reminds me of Sam Kinison.
If you want to stop world hunger, stop sending them food. Don't send these people another bite, folks. You want to send them something? You want to help? Send them U-Hauls. Send them U-Hauls, some luggage. Send them a guy out there that goes, hey, you know, we've been driving out here every day with your food for like the last, 30, 40 years. And we were driving out here today across the desert, and it occurred to us there wouldn't be world hunger if you people would live where the food is! We're in the desert! Understand that? You live in a desert! Nothing grows out here! Nothing's gonna grow out here! You see this?
Huh?
See? This is sand! Yeah! It's sand! You know it's gonna be 100 years from now, huh? It's gonna be sand!
I hope, Mike, if you're listening, please call. Damn it, please call. 833-288-0973. I'd give my personal cell number out over the air if I knew you would call.
So can you get me caught up here? I got up a little late this morning, 5-6 minutes, did the extra two snoozes, and all of a sudden realized, oh, I'm not awake yet. And then I got in the car. It was already like 4:57.
Yeah, we started early.
And you're already on, and I'm going... Huh, usually the show has not started yet, but it's before 5 o'clock. Did you, like, do an extra hour this morning or something? What was going on?
Well, I could have. I could have done an extra hour on my golf experience yesterday, but no, they forgot to load the commercials in. So we're just sitting here getting ready, and all of a sudden we hear the intro, and I'm like, what's going on? Paul's like, oh, no, they didn't load the spots, so the spots weren't loaded.
And then there's no technical difficulty. They got no phones. They got nothing over here, so I thought maybe we were having technical problems
maybe
this
Mike's
morning.
Maybe Mike's been calling this entire time.
Are the phones not ringing?
I mean, I haven't seen anything on my
phone. No one's called?
I don't even have a screen, so I don't know if anything is working here this morning. Are we actually even on the air? Well, I was listening to us coming in, so I guess we're on the air. I heard your topic tree.
You like it?
Yeah, I was going to pick, let's see, muscle cars.
Okay. I don't know much.
Arby's. And France were going to be the topics I want to talk about this morning.
I wanted to really do Guitar Gods of the 70s and 80s, as you know.
I didn't pick that because we know you know plenty about music.
Well, I was here to teach.
We find out every morning on Take on Woods.
I was here to teach you that. What about Vons?
Vons is not a bad topic.
It's a good topic.
I'm a Vons man myself.
Skincare for men, I thought, was another good
also
one.
Good.
Men 25-54.
I had to narrow it down. I couldn't choose everything off your topic tree.
I bought a new charcoal scrub for my face, and I got to tell you, it's delightful. Absolutely delightful. Do I look younger? Do I still look like a haggard turd?
Like a younger haggard turd.
A younger haggard turd. It scrubs all the dead cells off your face. And I'm telling you, like, it smells good. I'll find it on Amazon.
So I've never, like, done a scrub or anything like that. Am I covered in dead cells?
Your whole body and face is dead cells.
So you're looking at a dead person, actually.
Literally.
I'm like, there's the living me on the inside, but on the outside, I'm all dead.
You've never done an exfoliating face scrub ever?
I don't think so.
Wow, you got to exfoliate.
I don't exfoliate at all.
For a newsman?
Yeah.
Like, you're on the news. Wow. I'm Paul, you exfoliate, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to exfoliate.
I mean, I use a moist towelette that removes makeup at the end of the day, and
no.
I rub off the makeup.
No, I don't
exfoliate at all.
I use this, like, it's like a rough,
rough
moisturizer.
Mine is like sand. It's like sand.
Yeah.
And you put it in your hand, you scrub them, and it just gets all the dead cells off. You got to do it.
You see this? Huh? This is sand.
I never really understood muscle cars. They're gleaming and they make a lot of noise and they rev up and go loud. You can't really enjoy them in this country without breaking the law.
Well, I saw.
So I've never totally understood the point. Here's my car that goes 120. I'm not allowed to take it beyond 55 or I'll get pulled over, but it could do 120,
faster than that.
In a pinch.
But I saw somebody the other day tweet, why would anyone ever buy a loud car on purpose? And it just made so much sense to me because there are those guys in the neighborhood, you know. And I'm like, shut up.
They like take the muffler off so it can make more noise.
Yeah, people like that. I've never gotten that. I do like a muscle car. I like the old Camaros a lot. I like the old Dodge Chargers a lot. The old Chargers. And I don't mean like Charlie Joyner. I mean the car before you get on the glory days of San Diego Charger football. I mean the old car, the Charger. Incredible. Incredible. I don't think I fit in one anymore. I'm kind of, maybe in my 20s I would if I had a little more edge. Now I'm just kind of doughy and tubby and white. I just think I would look like a dork.
The last time I went to Arby's, probably 25 years ago, was when they still had the five for $5 roast beef sandwich deal. Can you imagine how low the quality of a roast beef sandwich is when it's pricing out at $1 per sandwich?
Maybe Arby's could be a sponsor. I love Arby's, and I'm a big fan.
Go ahead. I'm just not. I got through four, and it did not go well for me after that. So, haven't been there. And then France, Ty France would look pretty good in the Padres lineup right now.
Would he? Saw him absolutely embarrass himself last night on a slider at his back foot, and said, "Oh, that looks familiar."
Well, he'd fit in then.
Yeah.
The rest
sucks.
Of the Padres right now.
Is there really nobody called?
We have Corona Cave Jeff on the line.
Corona Cave Jeff, I'd like to talk to Corona Cave Jeff. It's been a minute. Hey, buddy.
Gentlemen, man, I have the best commute in the morning. You guys make me laugh so hard.
Thank you, man.
And as you're describing this golfer, I'm thinking to myself, why do I know this guy? Where do I know this guy? And then, bang, you bust out the Sam Kennison, and I'm like, there it is.
Yeah.
Now, I got to tell you, I saw Sam Kennison at the Comedy Store in La Jolla once, like 25 years ago or 30 years ago. This guy's hysterical. He's doing a skit, and it was kind of, for the time, it might have been acceptable. In today's world, it was not acceptable. And he's slamming somebody, some group that you can't slam today.
Right.
And as he turned around and was walking back to the stool that had the glass of water or whatever, some lady jumps on stage, rushes him, grabs the glass of water and throws it at him.
Wow.
And then throws a shiver at him because she felt offended, right?
Wow.
And he did one of those things the golfers did. He started smacking the stool, and he started, that's the most expensive ticket you ever bought! Oh my gosh, he went off! You guys have me rolling this morning thinking of this golfer. Oh my gosh.
That was great.
Thanks for the great story.
You're welcome.
Love it.
You're welcome, man. He reminded me of Kennison. I mean, just the full meltdown. It was so awesome.
Among the bits that probably wouldn't fly today, that desert one that we were just listening to.
You couldn't really do that
today. Couldn't
really
do that today, I would think. So.
Really funny, though. Really, really funny. All right, I guess we're actually obligated to do it, so we're gonna have to do it next.
Obligated, right? To talk about the Padres. Yeah. It's in our contract.
Pretty much,
we have to.
I guess we don't have to. We really don't have to.
I've got some thoughts. I've got some thoughts.
Can't wait for you to tell me that Chris Paddock is fine.
No, I'm gonna let Chris Paddock do that and Jace Tingler do that for me this morning because that's what they were doing after the game last night.
You're joking.
And I will have to admit, a little seed of frustration was inside of me that hurt me. Listening to the post-game news conference, talking about not only that they were all right, how outstanding Chris Paddock was last night. Are you excited to hear about how great Chris Paddock was yesterday? Really, as good as we've seen him in a very long time.
That can't be. It just can't be. That's the takeaway from last night.
We'll get to that coming up. It's Ben and Woods. Good morning to you on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.